Welcome to Battlestar Brothel, Season 3, Episode... I always forget to say this. Netflix Episode 11, Real World Episode 12. Fuck you, Netflix. I bet Hulu Plus doesn't pull this bullshit.
Does Hulu Plus have these episodes?
Fuck if I know. Hulu Plus has everything. Hulu Plus sells heroin out of its basement. It's got everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Action Comics number Hulu one. Plus. Hulu Plus has got
it. Oh, did they? Nice.
Yeah.
You need like 3-inch carpenter nails?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got them.
Penny nails, too.
Yeah.
You're probably noticing a little difference in our sound quality this evening. Dustin is in New Mexico and using his 4G cell phone for Skype.
And a Bluetooth.
So, yeah, we have a... What was it Ian Malcolm says in Jurassic Park? It's like a system of systems, one on top of another. Know. They're all going to crash. Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
My intention was to lower the quality of the show as much as possible.
Yeah, so if you could just, I don't know, can you eat something really crunchy while we're doing it? And
okay,
perhaps be filleted by somebody named Horatio.
I'm drinking maybe Haringa. I'll be filleted by Haringa.
No, I just want Fellatio Horatio. I think it would be great. That's a new discount X-Men for next week.
There you go. I love it. I bet he and who was it? The Hulk, the Sinestro.
Yeah,
he and Sinestro work well together.
Beautiful, thank you, sir. Rapture is the name of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do they mean end of the world rapture, like the reawakening in heaven, or do they mean, you know, just rapture, overjoyed?
I think it's like the end of one era and the beginning of a new era as far as like Starbuck and Leodama go, because like they had their fling, and by the end of the episode they were hugging their significant others and they seem to be pretty content in the position they're in now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the rapture of their old love. I don't know what you call it, of their cheating. I don't know.
Okay, we'll call it that. You know, also, yeah. Like speaking of resurrection, I mean, we got Athena has Hilo cap her, so she can wake up on the base star and steal back her baby.
Smart, very smart.
But in that whole scenario, Deanna, Lucy Lawless, her model gets shut the fuck down.
Yeah, completely.
So there's no more Cylon number 5.
Sorry. What? I'm right here. Huh? I'm right here. That's my niece.
Awesome.
Matt?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, so the episode, huh?
Action-packed episode. Action-fucking-packed. Yeah. Ed had everything in this. We had an exploding star, for Christ's sake. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We did. It was a very, very good episode. I liked all the graphics and stuff. For the, those are turkey pot pies. I don't think you want one.
They had graphics for turkey pot pies?
They did. You didn't catch that in the episode?
I can't help but feel you're a little distracted, Dustin.
A tiny bit. Yeah. I'm out in the garage, but she came outside to grab something.
We have the connection. The Leodama Starbuck thing is not going, it looks like it's not going to press forward.
Right.
So it'll still be Starbuck and Anders, and then the D. Lee coupling.
Mm-hmm.
They brought Six back with Balter.
So they brought Six back, yes.
I mean, they brought her back to the ship.
Yeah, right. She's currently on the Galactica. This is a Six that had helped everybody out. I mean, well, she helped out Athena, right?
Yes, she helped out Athena by killing the old boomer. First she knocked her down with a cold cock, and then broke her neck like a bitch.
Do you think that she's completely reformed now?
I mean, she was always sympathetic after she was the cause of millions and millions of deaths. She's always played that sympathetic character, sympathetic enemy character. And as you recall, her and Cylon Boomer, you know, revamped the way the Cylons were going about their business. So she's still like, I say that she's the moral compass of the show now.
Cylon 6 is the moral compass of the show?
I believe so. Because as time's going on, we're finding out things like, you know what, it wasn't the Cylons that broke the treaty first. It was Admiral, well, at the time, Commander Adama.
Uh-huh.
You know, as things are coming to light, it's not the Cylons that are the bad guys. They're ruthless.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you abuse a child, and then that child grows up to be abusive. Is it the child's fault or the parent? We're the parent of the Cylons.
That's true. Put all that responsibility on the parent.
Yeah. So Cylons are only dicks because we programmed them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Balter gets pistol whipped by Tyrell and brought back to the Galactica.
Yes, he does.
What the fuck is going to happen there? Are we ever going to see him return to the Cylons? Because now that Cylon 6, like his ex-girlfriend 6, and the Deanna models being deactivated, that means that he really doesn't have any more allies left on the base stars.
Nope.
So,
but
yeah,
they are going to become his allies once it's revealed to everybody that he is a Cylon.
But we don't know that for sure.
I got a pretty good idea.
Do you?
Well, him and Starbuck. You think are both Starbuck? Cylons. Oh yeah.
Why? What's the evidence there?
Deanna looked into the face of that one of the Cylons with the hood.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm so sorry. And how many people has she been in contact with on a deeper basis? Mm. One of them is Starbuck, who, I mean, they physically fought.
Yeah.
So that's, I think Starbuck is a Cylon. And then she had the visions and stuff. And there's the painting. Yeah. She's a Cylon.
Oh, man. Look at you, you insightful son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Indeed. God. Oh, my God. Starbuck can't be a fucking Cylon. That's horseshit.
No one wants her to be, but she is.
Hmm. Oh, I feel like we're getting back to season one, and people are at home listening going like, you dumb dicks. I know who the final five are. Fuck you. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. No. Because what you just said, logically, makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Oh.
I mean, who else did Deanna, like, really, betray other than other Cylons that we already know, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless it's somebody from her past that, like, hasn't been revealed on the show yet. But I bet you, well, this is just my assumption, and there's really no evidence behind it, but I bet the last five Cylons are people we already know.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they all are. At least somebody that we've been exposed to. Maybe not like a main person, but I mean, it has to be. Oh my gosh.
I hope it's four people we already know and one guy that's like super boring and like just neutral on everything.
Like Dr. Cottle. Like it's got to be Dr. Cottle so he could hide the evidence medically.
Oh, actually, can you imagine? Wow.
I don't know. Oh my God. I don't know. You have rocked my world, Dustin Leinenbach.
Oh, I thought you would have figured that out.
No, I did. I totally didn't think that route. Because I find myself like I'm just waiting for these Cylons to creep up. So like I'm not all about figuring it out. So I haven't been like thinking about that shit. But my God, now that you say it, it's like all the dominoes just stacked up, man.
Yeah.
It's got to be Starbuck or Balter, and oh my God. I think Balter's a red herring at this juncture.
Because
they keep throwing him to the Cylons, and nobody likes him. No Cylon likes him. No human likes him. He has no place to go. He doesn't know who he is. He's paranoid schizophrenic. There's just so many red herrings with him. So the idea of it being Starbuck with the reasoning that you just gave is astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Dustin?
Yeah?
I have to sign off now. I have to go lay down. My head hurts from thinking.
For real? Like, there's nothing else in the episode you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. I guess that's the biggest piece of information.
Yeah. Like, this was an amazing episode, and there was so much that happened, but, like, you just messed me up royally.
I do want to say that, you know, last time, part one of these episodes was my favorite. I'm going to go with my favorite episode now is a tie between these two episodes.
Yeah. Like these two episodes as a whole, it was like a movie. Like, like after this season, I think the made-for-TV movie Razor came out, which was about the other ship. They could have just totally scrapped that idea and just made these two into a movie. Oh my god.
They really could have, and it's long enough, yeah.
Well,
there you go, Starbucks.
Speaking of things that are long enough, this episode is, and I'm going to bid you adieu.
So say we all.
So say we all.